Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Very sad last week when John Clark passed on from the Clark and Dorr, from the games and all the comedy sort of that they put together over many years.
Absolutely. I was truly shocked, as I think basically anybody who's been following them for the last 25 or 30 years from the Fred Dagg days when he created that character first in New Zealand through to the little segments before the Channel 2 news every week. And it's just hard to believe that he's not here anymore.
Now, I must admit, I do read your letters in the that you send to the editor quite often, Rick, and there was one, I reckon was one of your best ones that you had in the paper last week in the Advertiser. It's titled, One for John. May I suggest that a new one-off track and field event be added to the 2018 Commonwealth Games to be held on the Gold Coast? The 94-metre sprint in honour of the late and great John Clark, the greatest satirist and humorist in our lifetime. By the length of the straight, or at least 94 metres, Rick Clark, Gawler West. Fantastic, mate.
Rick Clark. That's good. I wish I was, but it was Rick Drewer, actually. But anyway, there you go. Yes, well, that was... I really wanted to sort of try and give something in thanks for all the pleasure that that man has brought to me and the number of laughs that he's produced for me. And I thought if I could somehow get in the concept of his satirical method, and that's how I created that little letter, and that all came from birth of the games, the fantastic series that they had together on television.
Which led into the Sydney 2000 Olympics, and it was a great show. And that the story about the 100 metres not being 100 metres, it's one of the funniest work that they've done. Now, let's just talk a little bit about it. How about just give us a quick read of some snippets from that particular script?
Well, here we go. Yes, I'm more than happy to do that. I won't go through the whole thing. I'll just grab a couple of little bits. I guess we're talking... Brian is actually talking to Mr. Wilson, who, in fact, is the man in charge of creating the tracks. So here we go. Are these the specifications here, Mr. Wilson? Yes, that's them. Good. Mr. Wilson, have you measured the 100-metre track? Yes, of course. Well, let me ask you, how long is it? How long is the 100-metre track? Yes. Is it a 100-metre track? I know what it is, Mr. Wilson. I'm asking you how long it is. It's about 100 metres. About 100 metres long. How long should it be, Mr. Wilson? That's about the length it should be. About 100 metres.
Yes, it's hilarious. And then it goes on after that and it compares it to the 200 and the 400. And Mr. Wilson sort of carries on to say that it's different because the 200 is half, the 400, and the 400 is staggered. And then they're trying to sort of nail Mr. Wilson down in regards to the length of the 100 metres. And then it pops out that John Clark sort of reckons that his old mate... Brian Dorr has a record, so let's read a little bit more from there.
Okay, pleasure. Well, how long is our 100-metre track? Look, what's your point? The point, Mr. Wilson, is that in 739 days, we're going to hold the Olympic 100-metre final on that track. This is an event that will be watched by about 600 million of the world's most dedicated, rugged individualists. You and I both know it's going to be run on a track that's not 100 metres long. How do you know that? Mr. Wilson, do you know who is the current 100 metre all-comers Australian record holder? Can I guess? There's not much point in guessing, Mr. Wilson. Is he an African American? He's not an African American, no. Is he a Canadian from Jamaica? No, he's not a Canadian from Jamaica. I give up. The 100 metre record in this country, Mr. Wilson, is currently held by Brian. Brian? Yes. Congratulations. Thank you. A new mark, Mr. Wilson, set at a blistering session last Wednesday. I wish you'd been there. We were down there and we had a bet. Was it wind-assisted? No. And we'd had a couple. And in my view, Brian is not quite in the nick that he was at the same stage of last season. So you've measured the track? Yes, we've measured the track, Mr. Wilson. So you know how long the 100-metre track is? Yes, we do. Okay, how long is it, Mr. Wilson? You know how long it is. I want to hear it from you. 94 metres.
That is such a classic.
It is an absolute classic. And, of course, then it talks about that it projects into the into the seating area, and it is just a famous piece of comedy. There's no question about that.
You know, the first time I ever heard that, I had this imagination because of Mr. Wilson. I kept expecting Dennis the Menace to show up.
Yes. Yeah, it is the top. And I think the other great thing that I find with Clark and Dawe is that not only do you have to be somewhat of a genius to write the material, but the other half of the equation is being able to deliver it. And the timing and understanding that those two had in presenting the material, whether it be in the games or be it in the Clark Dawe snap before the news, was just totally brilliant.
The thing I enjoyed the most about Clark and Dawe was the fact that they did a lot of political play-ups, but the way they incorporated sport into so much of their skits, it made it sort of just interesting for everyone. They had politics, they had sports, they had general life, they had, you know, anything that's sort of like topical, they took the mickey out of it.
Yes, and the other great thing I think is that for those who are familiar with Clark and Dawe, he didn't imitate, he didn't try to dress up, but he would, you know, just to take an example of Julia Gillard, you know, there's a man who's doing Julia Gillard with a suit and tie on, and yet because of his phrasing you could almost swear that it was Julia Gillard, and it takes something very special to be able to do that.
I think one of the special attributes of John Clark was that he would take the mickey out on All and Sundry, but All and Sundry quite happily had the mickey taken out of them. They actually enjoyed it from him. His delivery was such that it wasn't as cutting as some of the other satiricists that really got stuck into them. They actually, it was almost pleasurable to have the mickey taken out of you by him.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I think the great genius that he had was that he didn't use the sort of hammer approach and get, as it were, which is an overused phrase, ugly about people. There was a subtlety. He was still taking the mickey out of a politician or sportsman or whoever it might be, but it was done with a, if there is such a thing, a degree of grace, that it was cleverly satired rather than brutal satire.
Look, he's going to be missed, and we've been talking off air about this, and one of the aspects is, will he ever be replaced? Will there ever be another John Clark? Remembering that he wrote a lot of his own material, and the material that was written for him, he had a hand in designing that to match his own humour.
Yes, well, I guess we don't quite know, but my guess is there will never be another John Clark or somebody of that ilk, that most comedians would never attempt to be or use the techniques that John Clark did. For those who haven't seen it, his last, dare I say, which is unfortunate, his last film was called A Month of Sundays, which was shot in Adelaide, about real estate, and the producer was talking about John Clark after he died the other day and said that the brilliance of the man was just on set. You know, everyone was blown away by the talent and the way he could transform what seemed to be a pretty straight line into something brilliantly funny through his ability to time and take the best out of any given situation.
For anyone that hasn't seen it, I'd highly recommend The Games with John Clark and Brian Dawe, just for an experience which is different from other comedians. It's sort of like very familiar and extremely funny.
Yes, perhaps the greatest tribute, including my letter joke, it was from Ross Stevenson, who in theory co-wrote The Games with John Clark, and when he was talking about it, In theory, each episode was alternately written, one by John Clark, one by Ross Stevenson, and they'd exchange the writings. And Stevenson was just mind blown by each week that he sent a script to John Clark. Clark would rewrite it, and he said, it just made my original writings look so average because Clark could turn his humour into brilliant humour. And I thought, gee, that is a compliment.
You know, I think historically in future generations, I'll look back and the 94 metre skit with Mr. Wilson and Clark and Dore will probably be on the same level as Who's On First by Abbott and Costello.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, that Abbott and Costello Who's On First Base is just a brilliant piece of comedy with two people presenting it in an amazingly well-timed, how they do it every time I watch it, it just blows you away. Very different styles, but in fact, great complementary styles in a sense because they're two incredibly clever pieces of writing then performed incredibly well.
So from Rick and Rob, a salute to John Clark. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.